Hey, welcome back to the Monkey Man Show. I am your host, Aisha Rana. Today's episode will be on a history nugget. Charles Darwin's great adventure on evolution started when he was on the HMS Beagle ship. This day's chicken nugget is that Charles Darwin was not going to be let aboard the ship because of the shape of his nose. The captain of the HMS Beagle, Robert Fitzroy, was about to embark on a survey expedition to South America, but he was afraid of the stress and loneliness of such a voyage. Indeed, a voyage like this had driven the previous captain of the ship to commit suicide. So Fitzroy asked his superiors for a well-educated and scientific gentleman companion to come along as an unpaid naturalist whom he could treat as an equal. The professors at Cambridge University recommended then 22-year-old Charles Darwin for the trip. At first, Charles Darwin's father, Robert, objected to the appointment. After all, such a voyage would take years and would get in the way of him being a clergyman. But Charles Darwin's uncle was able to persuade him not only to let his son go, but also support him financially. Darwin and Fitzroy got together well. But later on, Darwin found out that he almost didn't get picked for the voyage on account of the shape of his nose. Darwin wrote in his journal, "Afterwards, on becoming very intimate with Fitzroy, I heard that I had run a very narrow risk of being rejected as the Beagle's naturalist on the account of the shape of my nose. He was an ardent disciple of Lavater and was convinced that he could judge a man's character by the outline of his features, and he doubted whether anyone with my nose could possess sufficient energy and determination for the voyage. But I think he was afterwards well satisfied that my nose had spoken falsely." Well, that's all for today, guys. Come back next time to the Monkey Man Show. Hey, welcome back to the Monkey Man Show. I am your host, Aisha Rana. Today's episode will be on a history nugget. Charles Darwin's great adventure on evolution started when he was on the HMS Beagle ship. This day's chicken nugget is that Charles Darwin was not going to be let aboard the ship because of the shape of his nose. The captain of the HMS Beagle, Robert Fitzroy, was about to embark on a survey expedition to South America, but he was afraid of the stress and loneliness of such a voyage. Indeed, a voyage like this had driven the previous captain of the ship to commit suicide. So Fitzroy asked his superiors for a well-educated and scientific gentleman companion to come along as an unpaid naturalist whom he could treat as an equal. The professors at Cambridge University recommended then 22-year-old Charles Darwin for the trip. At first, Charles Darwin's father, Robert, objected to the appointment. After all, such a voyage would take years and would get in the way of him being a clergyman. But Charles Darwin's uncle was able to persuade him not only to let his son go, but also support him financially. Darwin and Fitzroy got together well. But later on, Darwin found out that he almost didn't get picked for the voyage on account of the shape of his nose. Darwin wrote in his journal, "Afterwards, on becoming very intimate with Fitzroy, I heard that I had run a very narrow risk of being rejected as the Beagle's naturalist on the account of the shape of my nose. He was an ardent disciple of Lavater and was convinced that he could judge a man's character by the outline of his features, and he doubted whether anyone with my nose could possess sufficient energy and determination for the voyage. But I think he was afterwards well satisfied that my nose had spoken falsely. Well, that's all for today, guys. Come back next time to the Monkey Man Show. Hey, welcome back to the Monkey Man Show. I am your host, Aisha Randa. Today's episode will be on a history nugget. Charles Darwin's great adventure on evolution started when he was on the HMS Beagle ship. This day's chicken nugget is that Charles Darwin was not going to be let aboard the ship because of the shape of his nose. The captain of the HMS Beagle, Robert Fitzroy, was about to embark on a survey expedition to South America, but he was afraid of the stress and loneliness of such a voyage. Indeed, a voyage like this had driven the previous captain of the ship to commit suicide. So Fitzroy asked his superiors for a well-educated and scientific gentleman companion to come along as an unpaid naturalist whom he could treat as an equal. The professors at Cambridge University recommended then 22-year-old Charles Darwin for the trip. At first, Charles Darwin's father, Robert, objected to the appointment. After all, such a voyage would take years and would get in the way of him being a clergyman. But Charles Darwin's uncle was able to persuade him not only to let his son go, but also support him financially. Darwin and Fitzroy got together well. But later on, Darwin found out that he almost didn't get picked for the voyage on account of the shape of his nose. Darwin wrote in his journal, "Afterwards, on becoming very intimate with Fitzroy, I heard that I had to run a very narrow risk of being rejected as the Beagle's naturalist, on the account of the shape of my nose. He was an ardent disciple of Lavater, and was convinced that he could judge a man's character by the outline of his features, and he doubted whether anyone with my nose could possess sufficient energy and determination for the voyage. But I think he was afterwards well satisfied that my nose had spoken falsely." Well, that's all for today, guys. Come back next time to the Monkey Man Show. Hey, welcome back to the Monkey Man Show. I am your host, Aisha Randa. Today's episode will be on a history nugget. Charles Darwin's great adventure on evolution started when he was on the HMS Beagle ship. This day's chicken nugget is that Charles Darwin was not going to be let aboard the ship because of the shape of his nose. The captain of the HMS Beagle, Robert Fitzroy, was about to embark on a survey expedition to South America, but he was afraid of the stress and loneliness of such a voyage. Indeed, a voyage like this had driven the previous captain of the ship to commit suicide. So Fitzroy asked his superiors for a well educated, and scientific gentleman companion to come along as an unpaid naturalist whom he could treat as an equal. The professors at Cambridge University recommended then 22-year-old Charles Darwin for the trip. At first, Charles Darwin's father, Robert, objected to the appointment. After all, such a voyage would take years and would get in the way of him being a clergyman. But Charles Darwin's uncle was able to persuade him not only to let his son go, but also support him financially. Darwin and Fitzroy got together well. But later on, Darwin found out that he almost didn't get picked for the voyage on account of the shape of his nose. Darwin wrote in his journal, "Afterwards, on becoming very intimate with Fitzroy, I heard that I had run a very narrow risk of being rejected as the Beagle's naturalist on the account of the shape of my nose." He was an ardent disciple of Lavater and was convinced that he could judge a man's character by the outline of his features, and he doubted whether anyone with my nose could possess sufficient energy and determination for the voyage. But I think he was afterwards well satisfied that my nose had spoken falsely. Well, that's all for today, guys. Come back next time to the Monkey Man Show. Hey, welcome back to the Monkey Man Show. I am your host, Aisha Randa. Today's episode will be on a history nugget. Charles Darwin's great adventure on evolution started when he was on the HMS Beagle ship. This day's chicken nugget is that Charles Darwin was not going to be let aboard the ship because of the shape of his nose. The captain of the HMS Beagle, Robert Fitzroy, was about to embark on a survey expedition to South America, but he was afraid of the stress and loneliness of such a voyage. Indeed, a voyage like this had driven the previous captain of the ship to commit suicide. So Fitzroy asked his superiors for a well-educated and scientific gentleman companion to come along as an unpaid naturalist whom he could treat as an equal. The professors at Cambridge University recommended then 22-year-old Charles Darwin for the trip. At first, Charles Darwin's father, Robert, objected to the appointment. After all, such a voyage would take years and would get in the way of him being a clergyman. But Charles Darwin's uncle was able to persuade him not only to let his son go, but also support him financially. Darwin and Fitzroy got together well. But later on, Darwin found out that he almost didn't get picked for the voyage on account of the shape of his nose. Darwin wrote in his journal, "Afterwards, on becoming very intimate with Fitzroy, I heard that I had run a very narrow risk of being rejected as the Beagle's naturalist on the account of the shape of my nose." He was an ardent disciple of Lavater and was convinced that he could judge a man's character by the outline of his features, and he doubted whether anyone with my nose could possess sufficient energy and determination for the voyage. But I think he was afterwards well satisfied that my nose had spoken falsely. Well, that's all for today, guys. Come back next time to the Monkey Man Show. Bye. Hey, welcome back to the Monkey Man Show. I am your host, Aisha Randa. Today's episode will be on a history nugget. Charles Darwin's great adventure on evolution started when he was on the HMS Beagle ship. This day's chicken nugget is that Charles Darwin was not going to be let aboard the ship because of the shape of his nose. The captain of the HMS Beagle, Robert Fitzroy, was about to embark on a survey expedition to South America, but he was afraid of the stress and loneliness of such a voyage. Indeed, a voyage like this had driven the previous captain of the ship to commit suicide. So Fitzroy asked his superiors for a well-educated and scientific gentleman companion to come along as an unpaid naturalist whom he could treat as an equal. The professors at Cambridge University recommended then 22-year-old Charles Darwin for the trip. At first, Charles Darwin's father, Robert, objected to the appointment. After all, such a voyage would take years and would get in the way of him being a clergyman. But Charles Darwin's uncle was able to persuade him not only to let his son go, but also support him financially. Darwin and Fitzroy got together well. But later on, Darwin found out that he almost didn't get picked for the voyage on account of the shape of his nose. Darwin wrote in his journal, "Afterwards, on becoming very intimate with Fitzroy, I heard that I had to run a very narrow risk of being rejected as the Beagle's naturalist, on the account of the shape of my nose. He was an ardent disciple of Lavater, and was convinced that he could judge a man's character by the outline of his features, and he doubted whether anyone with my nose could possess sufficient energy and determination for the voyage. But I think he was afterwards well satisfied that my nose had spoken falsely." Well, that's all for today, guys. Come back next time to the Monkey Man Show.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.